Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will likely turn rather wet in many areas from Iowa and parts of Missouri straight over into Ohio and parts of Kentucky. We'll likely see this rain resulting in some expanding flood conditions that have already begun to occur across parts of Missouri, as well as back to the west into portions of Oklahoma and Arkansas from the recent heavy rain left over from Tropical Storm Bill. But Bill's moisture is dissipating somewhat, but it is being re-enhanced by cooler air, or I should say it will be re-enhanced by cooler air coming into the region. And so Bill's moisture will come across and produce some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts of moisture, but right behind that will be some additional rainfall that will occur as cooler air tries to mix in with all the tropical moisture left over in the atmosphere, and the result will likely be more rain and thunderstorm activity in the areas I've described. As a result of all the precipitation, there's going to be a rising concern over the condition of soft wheat in the lower Midwest, just like in hard red winter wheat country, where a general decline in quality is taking place because of too much moisture. Now, in hard red winter wheat country, there's not going to be that much precipitation over the next 7 days, and they will actually see some improving tendencies. But that will not be the case in the heart of the Midwest. Those areas will continue to see rain, obviously, at least through the weekend into early next week, and that will continue to pressure the quality of some of that soft wheat. From a corn and soybean perspective, crops in low-lying areas will still get too much moisture out of this next several day period, and some of those areas will likely experience some declining condition of their own. But we should snap out of this rather quickly with the drier weather that's advertised in the final days of June and into early July, and as long as that drier biased environment evolves, we'll likely see improving conditions. Now, before you get too far ahead of me, I am implying less precipitation, but it's not going to be absolutely dry across the Midwest in that second week of the outlook. And because of that, there's still going to be some concern, but I think the intensity of rain will be so much less than what we're going to be seeing over this next 4 or 5 days that we will obviously get into some improved crop conditions. The flood water that's going to be resulting from all of this heavy rain here this weekend into early next week will take a several-day period to work its way downstream, and drier conditions will have to occur for a prolonged period of time in order to get soil conditions back in ideal shape. We are expecting a northwesterly flow pattern aloft to evolve as we get out into the latter part of this month and into early July. That northwesterly flow pattern is likely to bring cooler air into the region, and because of that, we'll likely see the evaporation rates ease up a little bit as well. Temperatures are expected to be mostly in the 70s and 80s as we move forward through this next several-day period, but come next week, we'll probably see 80s and 90s occurring into the southern half of the Midwest for a few days as a little ridge building occurs in the southern plains and shifts to the east as we move forward through the work week. Temperatures in the northern Midwest will not warm nearly as much as those in the south, but we'll certainly see a bout of warm weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And that is today's closing market report. This is Dave Dickey.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at agrigold.com.